Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Joe Biden is expected to make a national push for his nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package during a town hall meeting planned for Tuesday. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, the administration is stepping up the pressure for Congress to pass the next round of funding.
Congressional Democrats are in the midst of ironing out the details of the next measure, which include up to $1,400 in direct payments, an extension of extra weekly unemployment benefits, and more money for vaccine distribution. The bill could also include a provision to boost the federal minimum wage to $15 per hour, a clause that has drew enormous pushback from Republicans and some moderate Democrats.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress will establish an independent 9/11-style commission to look into the deadly insurrection against the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Pelosi is also calling for legislation that would boost security at the Capitol. Electricity providers across the central U.S. are imposing rolling blackouts amid a deep freeze in many parts of the nation. Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports that the extreme measures are needed because there is not enough power to meet demand.
Record cold temperatures across the region have led to high demand and a limited supply of electricity across the central U.S. To prevent a major uncontrolled power outage, the regional grid operator asked utilities to begin rolling blackouts. Blackouts will last between 30 minutes to an hour. Scarce natural gas resources and cold weather-related declines in the ability of power plants to produce electricity contributed to the lack of sufficient power supply. Regional grid operators say the emergency could last through Wednesday. Officials are asking for everyone to limit electricity use as much as possible and to set thermostats to 68 degrees or lower. For NPR News, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is accepting responsibility for the underreporting of nursing home deaths in his state. NPR's Nancy Herships reports that Cuomo acknowledges that his administration should have done a better job.
Governor Cuomo says his administration should have provided complete information on COVID deaths in nursing homes faster. Initially, those numbers didn't include patients who died after being transported to a hospital. This was the governor's first press conference since last week, when it came to light that the state withheld the data to prevent the Trump administration using it against them.
We made a mistake in creating the void. When we didn't provide information, it allowed press, people, cynics, politicians to fill the void.
Cuomo says his office was dealing with other aspects of the crisis. Lawmakers are calling for investigations, stripping Cuomo of his emergency powers or for his resignation. Sally Herships, NPR News.
This is NPR. The United States is among nearly 60 nations endorsing a non-binding declaration to denounce state-sponsored detentions of foreign nationals for political reasons. The move is the result of an ongoing campaign to free two Canadians who are being detained in China. The detentions there were seen as retaliation for the 2018 arrest of a Huawei executive who's still being held in Vancouver on a U.S. extradition request. Former NFL receiver Vincent Jackson was found dead Monday at a hotel near Tampa. From member station WUSF, Steve Newborn reports that the 38-year-old Jackson was widely admired in his adopted hometown.
Vincent Jackson was found dead in a hotel room just outside of Tampa by a housekeeper. The 38-year-old had checked into the hotel more than a month ago. His family reported him missing last week, and Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputies had talked to him on Friday. Deputies said there was no apparent signs of trauma. Jackson made it to the NFL's Pro Bowl three times, twice with the San Diego Chargers and once with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was also known as much for establishing charities and advocating for military families. Buccaneers owner Brian Glazer said Jackson was a consummate professional who took a great deal of pride in his performance on and off the football field. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
Hundreds of mourners stood in a block-long line to a Harlem church Monday to pay final respects to Cicely Tyson. She died last month at the age of 96. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.